Have you ever looked up at an overhead bin and thought, I wonder what's living up there? I'm Tower, and this is Atis on Radio Hangar. Today we've got a story that sounds like it belongs in a tabloid, but it's real, it's verified, and honestly, it raises some questions worth thinking about. Before we get into it, today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, so here's what happened. A passenger flying JetBlue's Mint Cabin, that's their premium product, lie flat seats, the whole experience, reportedly spotted a rat crawling through the ceiling panels of the aircraft. Not a mouse, a rat in the cabin, above where people are sitting and eating and sleeping on overnight flights. Now, let me be clear. I don't tell you this story to pile on JetBlue. Every airline has had pest incidents. This is not a JetBlue-specific problem. But the details here matter and the response matters, so let's walk through it. The passenger shared images and video that made the rounds online, and JetBlue confirmed the incident was real. They issued an apology, said they take these situations seriously, and noted they have pest control protocols in place. The aircraft was reportedly taken out of service for inspection and treatment. Here's what you need to know from an operational standpoint. Rodents on aircraft are not as rare as you'd hope. The Federal Aviation Administration and airlines deal with pest intrusions more often than the flying public realizes. Airports are complex environments. You've got food service operations, cargo facilities, jet bridges connected to terminal buildings, and aircraft that sit at gates for hours. All of that creates opportunity for unwanted passengers of the four-legged variety. But here's why this isn't just a gross-out story. Rodents on airplanes are a genuine maintenance concern. A rat chewing through wiring insulation is not a hypothetical risk. It's a documented one. Wire bundles behind panels, environmental control system ducting, insulation blankets, all of it is accessible once a rodent gets into the space between the cabin lining and the fuselage skin. We're talking about potential damage to communication wiring, lighting circuits, and in a worst case, flight critical systems. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. Airlines have entire programs built around preventing exactly this. Ground crews use bait stations around gate areas. Maintenance teams inspect aircraft cavities during heavy checks. There are procedures for what happens when evidence of a pest is found during a walk-around or cabin prep. The system exists, but like any system, it's not perfect, and when it fails in a very visible way. Now, for those of us flying general aviation, you might be thinking, well, that's an airline problem. Not so fast. If you've ever opened a cowling after your airplane sat in a hangar for a few weeks, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mice love engine compartments. They love the warmth. They love the insulation on wiring harnesses, and they will build a nest in your air filter housing faster than you can say annual inspection. This affects you if you hangar your airplane, tie it down outdoors near grass or brush, or leave it sitting for extended periods. A mouse chewing through a wire behind your instrument panel can give you a dead radio, a failed transponder, or worse. I know pilots who've found nests wrapped around exhaust components. That's a fire risk on startup. So what should you do? If your airplane sits for more than a couple of weeks, do a thorough inspection before you fly. Pop the cowling, look at your wiring, check your air filter. Look behind the baggage compartment panels if you can access them. Some pilots use deterrent products, peppermint oil sachets, ultrasonic devices, steel wool stuffed into openings. Results vary, but anything that makes your aircraft less inviting is worth considering. Back to JetBlue, credit where it's due. They acknowledged the problem publicly and pulled the airplane from service. That's the right call. The question for the industry is whether pest prevention protocols are keeping pace with the operational tempo at major airports. Aircraft turnaround times have gotten tighter. Gate time is money, and every minute an airplane sits connected to a jet bridge with the cargo doors open is a minute something can get aboard. The International Air Transport Association, known as IATA, does publish guidelines on pest management for airlines. And many airports have their own integrated pest management programs, but enforcement and consistency vary widely from station to station, from country to country. If you've ever flown internationally, you've probably been on a flight where the cabin crew walks through spraying an aerosol disinfectant before landing. Some countries require that. It's part of a broader effort to prevent exactly this kind of cross-contamination, whether it's insects, rodents, or pathogens. One more thought on this. For anyone who flies Mint or any premium cabin product, this is obviously not the experience you're paying for, but it's worth remembering that the airplane doesn't know what ticket class you bought. The fuselage is the fuselage. The same air circulates through every section. The same cargo hold sits below every seat. Premium service is about the seat and the food and the experience. The airframe underneath is shared infrastructure. A maintenance issue in the ceiling doesn't care whether you paid $400 or $4,000. So a rat on a JetBlue flight. Strange headline, real issue, and a good reminder for all of us, airline and general aviation alike. That aircraft are machines operating in the real world, and the real world includes critters who don't read the no trespassing signs. That story comes to us via Simple Flying. You can find more aviation news and all of our past segments at RadioHanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly clean, inspect often, and I'll see you next time.